Parker's first budget proposal as general manager includes permanently eliminating more than 140 vacant positions. He also wants to privatize 7 departments, including payroll and paratransit services. In addition, Parker wants to delay a 25-cent fare increase scheduled to hit this July. Under his plan, it would be rolled out in 2 phases, beginning the summer of 2014. Parker says the goal is to operate without annual deficits of $25 to $30 million, as has been the case the last several years.
Within the next 4 to 5 years, we will have shaved off so much in terms of expenses, while also bringing in additional revenues, that rather than be in a fiscally insolvent position, we'll have $111 million in our reserves and have that amount begin to grow by more than $10 million per year.
The plan also includes cuts to employee health and pension benefits, a move surely to be challenged by MARTA's union during upcoming contract negotiations.
This impacts all of our employees, not just unionized employees, but everybody. And what we want to come up with is a sustainable plan for everyone.
Much of the plan builds off a recent audit showing MARTA is paying employees considerably more than the national average in benefits. Other items in Parker's budget proposal set up initiatives to restore some service that was cut in 2010, reopen public restrooms, install security cameras on buses and trains, and raise some employee salaries. Public hearings on the budget proposal take place next month. MARTA's board ultimately must sign off. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.